The periodical cicadas are back. Over the past few weeks, across a wide swath of the eastern United States, these notoriously noisy insects have emerged by the billions from their long underground adolescence. It's a muggy afternoon at the farmer's market in the St. Louis suburb of Kirkwood, Missouri. The cicada invasion is in full force, and local residents have mixed feelings about it. 10-year-old Matt Covington loves cicadas.
I just like holding them and playing on the trees and stuff.
Yeah? What do they feel like?
They tickle when they crawl on you. That's fine.
Oh my gosh, they look like little devils, and I don't like it.
19-year-old Lauren Pierce loves them. Well, not so much.
I think they're stinking up my neighborhood. They're rotting everywhere, and they smell bad, and they're really loud in some places, and it's kind of a nuisance.
They are definitely really loud. Those are the males, singing to attract mates. Chris Hartley, an entomologist at the Sophia M. Sachs Butterfly House in Chesterfield, says they make that sound by vibrating an organ on the side of their thorax called a timbal.
Now, a timbal works a lot like the freshness seal that you get on top of a bottle of juice, the things that you click in and out, and they're like, well, except they vibrate it really quickly, and they actually use the wings to amplify and resonate the sound out, which is part of what makes it so loud.
But these periodical cicadas have spent the past 13 years not making any noise at all. They've been underground, feeding on the juices of tree roots as small brown juveniles, or nymphs.
The nymphs are these strange kind of alien-looking things that have no wings, very rudimentary legs that are only good for crawling and nothing else. And they kind of have these huge claw-like front legs.
When they're ready to emerge, the nymphs tunnel their way to the soil surface in the middle of the night, leaving visible holes in the ground a little over a centimeter in diameter. They climb the nearest bush or tree and molt for the last time, littering the foliage with their old brown casings. When the adult cicadas first emerge in the darkness, they're soft, pale white, and very vulnerable. It takes a couple of hours for their exoskeleton to darken, and their wings to unfold and dry to a translucent orange gold. The red-eyed adults are about 3 centimeters long and live for 3 to 4 weeks.
A female will lay throughout her lifespan about 600 eggs.
Glenn Fry helps take care of the live insect collection at the St. Louis Zoo. He says female cicadas use a sword-like organ called an ovipositor to slice into small tree branches and insert their eggs. When the ant-sized nymphs hatch 6 to 10 weeks later, they drop to the ground, dig a burrow, and start the 13-year cycle all over again. The egg-bearing twigs often turn brown, droop, and die. But Fry says cicadas aren't locusts. They don't eat leaves or attack crops.
They're causing some minor damage, but overall, even with the massive numbers of them, they're not going to do enough to kill a healthy full-grown tree. Young saplings may get enough damage where it could kill them just because they're not old enough. But for the most part, a healthy, older tree is going to do just fine.
Fry says the number of adult periodical cicadas has already peaked, and we can expect this year's cohort to die off in the next couple weeks. For VOA News, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis, Missouri.